We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And right now we welcome the governor of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin. How are you? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And today is Giving Tuesday, as you're probably aware. And you've given out a lot of money lately. I saw to the, those checks go out. People are waiting for all this different distributions that are going on. But I want to start with the conversation about Omicron, the variant that really came to light over the weekend for a lot of people. And you heard the president yesterday kind of strategized, told us not to panic. It's an element of concern. And as governor of Pennsylvania, how concerned are you and what are the short-term plans?
I think he said it right. I mean, everybody's concerned, but there's really no cause for panic. There actually are no cases, I think, as he said, no cases in the U.S. yet. In Pennsylvania and around the country, the vaccine is still our strategy. So get your shot. Everyone 18 and older can get a booster right now, and everyone 5 and older can get a shot, get their vaccine. So vaccines.gov, I'm selling here. So get your vaccine. That's our strategy, and it seems to be working. I just read today, I think New York City has 90% vaccinated, and today they had no new cases.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
because they were
incredible.
Ground zero at one point in New York City.
They were, and the Northeast is sort of, a hot spot in the country right now, one of the hotter spots, and for that to happen is really amazing, and it's really thanks to the vaccine.
Wow, and you mentioned New York. The governor there had limited elective surgeries prior to the arrival of Omicron. You're not having any plans to do something like that. Did you feel that might have been premature?
I don't know what her situation is. Pennsylvania is blessed with a lot of good hospitals. Now we are, as you know, in the Southwest and also in the Southeast and Eastern part. Pennsylvania attracts a lot of people from other states to come to Pennsylvania when they have problems. But hospitals have been very good at regulating their own demand side. So there are very few patients in hospitals now with COVID, a very small fraction. There are a lot of patients who are getting elective procedures done, and the hospitals will continue to do as they've done in the past, and I think manage that. If where we can help to coordinate some of the load shifting, if it's necessary, we'll help to do that in a voluntary way. But I don't see any need for Pennsylvania to do anything draconian at this point.
Oh, good. And Larry talked about money. You had earmarked, I think, $36 million recently for a lot of community organizations. Can you explain some of that money?
Well, just want to try to push money out to community organizations that are on the ground, know what's going on in their own communities, and can help. This is a standard thing that state government does, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Governor, as we get ready to close out this year, December starts tomorrow. What's the most pressing issue that you have to deal with right now?
Well, continuing the COVID pandemic, we are at the end of the year, and I think we're at the point where we're figuring out how to unwind all this, and even with the new Omicron variant, you know, at some point we're all going to have to figure out how we live in this new reality. And anything that the state can do, that I can do to help us live in this new reality, I want to do. Again, the strategy has been the vaccine, so I continue to really push that. I want the Pennsylvanians to continue to get the vaccine, and as we do that, we're going to be successful in fighting whatever comes our way.
And last week, a big deal politically is redistricting. And last week, you announced a redistricting advisory council principles. Can you explain some of that?
Yeah, I mean, I've only been in politics for 7 years, but I'm an American Pennsylvanian born here. And I really think that our system of democracy is really important, and it shouldn't be one that lends itself to gamesmanship. So in Pennsylvania, the Constitution gives the governor the right to sign or veto a bill that comes out of the General Assembly that does congressional, not state legislative or state Senate district maps, but U.S. congressional district maps. And back in 2018, I vetoed the map because I, based on, I had a mathematician and a group that helped me figure out what a fair map would look like, and what I got was not a fair map. And I'm doing the same thing this time. So the Constitution doesn't call for this, but I appointed non-politicians to help me come up with a set of guidelines that will, you know, determine whether I think the map that I get from the General Assembly is fair or not. And those guidelines, you know, go from the constitutional provisions in redistricting to the representation. Is it fair from a representational point of view? And make sure the process is as open as it can be. So this group of advisors has gone around the state. They've had 8 in-person listening tours. There's been 1 online listening tour. I have on my own website, I'm taking ideas directly from the public on my own website. I want this to be really open so that when I get the proposal from the legislature, I can say, yeah, that looks good, or no, that's not good. Again, in Pennsylvania, I think we have a problem when we have politicians drawing the maps. That's sort of politicians choosing their electors. I like it better when we have a much more open, transparent, and dispassionate group of, maybe objective group of people drawing the maps. It's a very subjective process, but I think we don't want the fox to guard the hen house here. So that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I've been doing with this. And the hope is that I'll be in a position to judge the fairness or unfairness of what I'm given by the General Assembly.
And Governor, we just talked to the press secretary of the Public Utility Commission here in Pennsylvania, and the rising utility rates concerning a lot of Pennsylvanians for obvious reasons. Is there anything you can do to mitigate that somewhat?
Well, as you know, people have we have a market-driven system in our utility rates, and actually in the West, some of the customers will see a drop in their price of electricity. But there will be some changes, and some will be up, some will be down. There is a way Pennsylvanians can go and shop around, and anytime they want to do it now or at wherever, they can go to a website called powerswitch.com. That's powerswitch.com. You can shop for your utility. So if you see something you don't like in the bill as it's coming about, because there has been a spike in gas prices, and that is going to have an impact, I think, on a lot of things, but one of them will be electric prices throughout the northeastern United States. Well, I guess all of the United States.
Yeah. PAPowerSwitch.com. I'm sorry. PAPowerSwitch.com is the website. You had mentioned that we have a litter problem as well in this state. It's costing us a lot of money, and you want to clean things up.
Yeah. Some people sort of looked at me with raised eyebrows. When I was in business, actually, I got tired of, you know, those chewing gum, you know, those black spots on the sidewalks and you walk down the street. That's chewing gum that people sort of throw in the street. And over time, it becomes black. So I went out and bought a power washer then hired somebody to go around and clean that up off the sidewalk. So I do have this thing about litter. And I notice that kind of stuff. When I'm coming in from other states and you get to Pennsylvania and you see litter, I just don't like it. So yeah, I started a litter drive to get people to take this more seriously, to prevent littering and to spend more time on actually picking up the litter. I think we have 8 cities in Pennsylvania that collectively last year spent about $60 million on cleaning up litter. That's money that could be going into fixing bridges and roads and that kind of stuff and other things. So I just think it's a public relations problem that makes Pennsylvania look a lot less nice than it really is. It covers up our beauty, and it's something that we can all chip in and prevent. So, yeah, I'd like to do something about litter.
Well, you want to make some headlines worldwide today, you can join Singapore in banning chewing gum. Governor Tom Wolf bans chewing gum, not for his final year in office.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do it. But thank you for the suggestion.
Governor, as always, we appreciate your time.
Just don't throw it on the sidewalk.
I'm with you on that.
Throw it in the garbage can. I've seen so many people push a straw and throw the wrapper on the ground. Come on, man.
I agree. So,
yeah, come on.
Appreciate the time, Governor. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.